This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Don't tell me. We're about to go over a huge waterfall.
Yep.
Sharp rocks at the bottom?
Most likely.
Bring it on.
On WGR.
Booyah!
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back to it. Last week, we couldn't have our Sports Talk Saturday.
No, we couldn't because...
Why? What was happening?
Never-ending NFL draft coverage, I think, is what was landed on by the end.
You're dang right that's what that was. And that was the last time that you heard from
either
Derek Kramer or Joe Callie.
Mm-hmm.
Was during the draft.
Popping on and off, writing the articles. It was an exciting weekend, though.
I was not popping on or off.
No,
I'm pretty sure I was only away for 30 minutes. And, of course, in that 30 minutes that I was gone, the Browns took Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, you were eating lunch with me, and then you ran back
in. I'm like,
here.
I have to go back in there.
Into
now.
The fray. Yeah.
I had my lunch interrupted because someone finally did something about that player with what was going on with his weekend.
It's admirable, though. You put everything on the line. You came back in here, cut your lunch early.
Did not finish my food.
Did not finish your food.
And proceeded to be here until 6:30.
Yes, because we ended up standing around watching playoff hockey at the end of that.
Yes, we did.
And that was... Why?
Rip to the Minnesota Wild.
Yes. Rest in pieces.
Why? Was because you were finishing your article.
Oh, yeah. I had to wait for the last interview. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Zach and I were like, we're not leaving you here by yourself.
Mm-hmm. And DJ TJ was wrapping stuff up,
we're
too.
We're walking out together.
Mm-hmm.
So, the draft happened last week. We will talk a lot about that, mostly because I loved everything about the whole weekend. Not just because I am a junkie. I do have a problem. But mostly because the Bills draft, they crushed it.
Yeah, phenomenal, and the grades reflect that, A-, B+. I would say I'm in the A- crowd, and I think there's good reason for that.
I think I'm in a solid A.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that in a bit. You had something on your mind, and it has been a while since we've done the opening bant.
I think it's time.
And I think it's time to bring it back. It's a good time to crack it open because like it's a nice little preview to the off season and how it's going to be the dog days, and... You got to find different avenues to create conversation. I do like that you did this. Like, this was the topic because I was walking around just trying to kill some time before I went to go see Thunderbolts.
Yes.
On Thursday. And in one of the stores, people were talking about this topic, and I stopped and chimed my 2 cents in.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You're going to have to let us know.
So it's even funnier.
Yeah. So I don't really know how to sugarcoat this. 100 men versus a gorilla has been the talking point of the week. Both the national media has even spoken about it. They've taken time out of the day to try and figure out what would happen if you pin 100 men, grown men.
Random
grown men. Athletic, non-athletic, like you're just whatever. Like you're putting a survey out there, essentially.
You have been picked.
Yes, been selected. I saw a tweet. You've been selected number 4 overall in the 100 men versus a gorilla draft. But yeah, so fighting a gorilla, could 100 men overtake one gorilla?
If the gorilla's in a fighting mood, no. No.
I don't think so.
You
I think
what?
The
For
100
the third
men
time,
are
time I'll say it. No.
Yeah. There's no way.
Hilariously no. As a matter of fact, this is what's wrong with this country.
I'm looking it up
right
now.
The confidence that you could have that 100 common people or random people could take down a gorilla fighting at full strength is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be a country, a proper country.
Yeah.
And we can't figure out that gorillas are A, dangerous, B, stupid, strong, C, could probably take a punch. Because also, it's unarmed combat.
Bare knuckle fighting. That's it. No weapons.
No, you can't do it. You can't do
it. It's going to bite you, too. I think everyone's forgetting about that. The bite force of a gorilla. 1,300 PSI. Yes, I have the stats in front of me.
You have stats?
Mm-hmm.
You have stats. I love that you have stats. You got to have stats if you're going to back up the arguments. Welcome to a sports station.
Gorillas are significantly stronger than humans, as we know. Estimated to be 4 to 10 times stronger.
But there's 100 of them, so that means that 100 is more than 10, right?
If that thing just starts spinning people off of it.
You're going to get fight or flight from half the people,
mm-hmm.
and half of them are going to flight.
Yeah. Yeah. Gorillas also have faster twitch muscle fibers, if you're wondering.
Also, they're just stockier. They could probably take a punch better.
Their bones also are a lot thicker than a human, so they can actually just inflict more damage.
They'll take one of the 100 and start beating you the rest of the 100 with that one person. So you have unarmed combat. The gorilla does not.
Right. Right.
The weapon is one of your other 99 people.
Everyone's saying the gorilla in 5.
Yes.
And yeah, in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Because there's no way. The fact that this was a talking point is mildly concerning as a general population to me.
That's what's wrong with the world.
Do we not know? Do we not respect our boundaries?
We don't respect our...
Oh, no. I don't want this to go that way.
No. I'm just trying to think of the right way to say it.
No, I know.
Do we not remember things that we're taught in school?
Harambe?
Not even that. I'm just talking about, like, did you pay attention in science class at all? Ever. Animal is stupid strong.
We always end up down the science road.
It's like,
because I mentioned the moon quote, shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you land amongst the stars. And then that got everything spiraling out of control a couple weeks ago.
That was a while ago now.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a minute.
Time just condenses at this point when the Bills season's over and the Sabres just get to the finish line, get close.
And we're talking about the draft and only the draft?
Yeah. So every draft, mock draft, it's all one memory for me.
But, yeah, just to close out this last bit, like someone, so I was walking into a shmame shop.
Okay.
And one of the people working there was like, oh, yeah, I'll totally be the one to deliver some sweet chin music to the gorilla and then get brutally annihilated after that. I'm like, what? At least you acknowledged that you might have the gall to try it and then know that you would immediately get stomped.
That's pretty respectable.
That's respectable. Knowing that you're dumb enough, but that you will lose immediately.
Charles Barkley was talking about it, and he said he'd beat the gorilla.
Well, hang on. Charles Barkley...
At his current age?
No. Charles Barkley, at his current age, you're absolutely right about it. Charles Barkley has a well-deserved confidence in his life.
Oh, I know that,
That he can say that.
Mm-hmm.
He would be wrong.
One punch to the gut by that gorilla.
Or does he know that he was going to get the people talking?
He probably knew.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley is charismatic as hell.
Yeah. Chuck, as everybody calls him when they make fun of him.
The man knows how to create conversation and have fun doing it. So he absolutely would say that and not be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like I believe that I don't have to believe him. He is doing his job as an entertainer at that point, and I know it.
It's been quite a week in the sports landscape with that. ESPN's had all the headlines. Stephen A. Smith on General Hospital as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. We had the headlines for a day.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And ESPN had our headline.
Our station was the headline for a day. And you know what? That was what it was. I don't want to talk about that. I don't need to talk about that. I think everyone else did talk about it, and I don't need to anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was on every national show, pretty much on ESPN.
I feel like it got a little too out of pocket,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think that Jeremy and Joe deserved that.
No.
You mean Jerry and Joe?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
What a surprise. Nick Wright got it wrong.
Of course he did. I didn't know Nick Wright did anything on it.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to look at that.
That's why all throughout the rest of the week, Jeremy would start the tweet saying, it's the Jerry and Joe show.
Okay, I saw that.
Yeah.
I figured something happened. I didn't know it was Nick Wright, though.
The context is Nick Wright didn't have his facts.
Okay.
So what a shock that the guy who is a Buffalo villain managed to get the Buffalo thing, at least one thing about it, wrong.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
So the headlines of the week, the Jerry and Joe show, 100 Men versus the Gorilla, Stephen A. Smith is James Bond on General Hospital.
I love that.
This is, I mean, it's just been,
I love
what
that.
A week. What a week it's been, and the Lakers lose, so that's all ESPN's covering outside of those three things.
Yeah, but why else would they cover anything else other than LeBron James?
What does this do to LeBron's legacy? As Ovi broke the record?
Yep.
And as McIlroy claimed the Masters?
Yep.
What does this do to LeBron's legacy?
What does it mean?
Do I care?
I don't know.
Like, what?
I don't know.
Why does anybody care?
Why does anyone care what you're talking about there?
That might be a little foreshadow to the 1050 1150 segment.
I don't want to be the guy to say it like this, but I'm totally going to be the guy to say it like this. I need a cane when I say this. I don't watch ESPN anymore. And it is because they have a hard time talking about sports as sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, their headlines read, Stephen A. responds to.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like all about their journalists.
It's all about their staff.
Quotes.
I'm going to use staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about their staff, or it's about LeBron James, and that's it. Those are your stories.
Mm-hmm.
On ESPN, that's it. Until the football season happens, when inevitably the Dallas Cowboys show up at your front doorstep.
Yes. When Jerry Jones pays
you. They have a hard time talking about the actual success stories in the leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything then comes back to one man.
LeBron James.
LeBron. Even if it's a sport that doesn't have to do with him.
Right.
So I can't watch them anymore. I can't. I'll watch NFL Live because Mina Kimes and Dan Orlovsky actually know ball.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. That's the only one I'll pay attention to.
Dan gets ragged on quite a bit, which I don't like.
Dan gets ragged on other shows.
Mm-hmm.
When he's on NFL Live, it's because he has peers that respect the football talk.
Yeah. And that's he knows where the back of the end zone is, in case anyone's wondering.
That's not a coincidence, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not surprised. The rest of ESPN's programming is a joke now. It's hard to see the fall of a place that you watched as a child. But they've done that to themselves.
Yeah. Well, like, I made a joke about the General Hospital thing. They literally played the clip and talked about it for like 20 minutes.
First of all, if I was your coworker and you ended up on a soap opera, we would absolutely be talking
right.
about that.
Okay, I get that. I get that.
As a matter of fact, I have examples of this. You were in a play where you had to drain a bucket.
Yeah, right. There is an open.
And we absolutely talked about that for like 20 minutes.
There is an open.
That was an opening bant, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
So 1,000%, if a coworker of mine has something like that where they're in a soap opera or a play or something else of the sort, I am absolutely bringing that up. Because that's what friends do.
Mm-hmm.
So you better bet one of them there is like, oh, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a non-zero chance it's Stephen A. saying that. But that
we got to talk about this, guys.
But that doesn't mean that people would disagree.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Because it's like, oh, I absolutely need to cheese you for this. Absolutely, we're talking about this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Because that's what you have to do.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting time of the season because ESPN does not like hockey for whatever reason. They just don't. The big shows don't like talking about it. They just don't know how to talk about it.
And it is, you do not have enough. Hockey has this problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have enough personalities on ESPN's staff. And when I say personalities, I mean personalities.
You only have Subban, realistically.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have journalists and actual writers. Can they present it in a way that will entertain?
Yeah, you don't
give
have
you those
the entertainer.
5-minute clips.
Yeah.
Or those 2-minute clips. Or those, like, the shorts that you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tough part. Hockey typically doesn't do that.
They need to look at Inside the NBA as an example.
And I will say, Inside the NHL does a good job with that.
Right, with Bissonnette and those guys, I guess.
I mean, you're forgetting greats like Henrik Lundqvist.
I know. Bissonnette's the one that stands out the most, though, because we've just clowned him for these egregious
takes. Lundqvist is also too measured. Anson Carter does a great job. Like, but it is, it's hockey. Hockey typically is about respect.
Right.
It is. It's too respectful. There's a handshake line after every playoff series concludes. There's a handshake line. And in basketball, there is kind of the sort of same thing. Football, it's all about the players just congregate in the middle.
Baseball,
you just walk over to your own team.
Yeah, you do.
Forget those guys. Get out of here.
Baseball's got a charismatic cast, though, on their big flagship shows. Big Poppy, Jeter, A-Rod, like those guys, they know how to entertain. And they joke around with each other because it's the Yankees Red Sox of the 2000s, right? So it's like they have that. The NHL just needs a little bit more of that. And
hockey,
then I think they're there.
Hockey has... You punch someone in the face, you sit down for 5 minutes, and those people typically have a conversation that ends with, all right, eventually you get to good fight. Or, okay, we took care of business.
Yeah.
We can move on.
You take the tooth out of the pocket and hand it back to them.
Yeah.
On the way out, you're like, ah, here you go. You can have it back.
Yeah. So hockey has too much of a brotherhood problem.
Yeah. And an interesting GM, if you ask me. That kind of gets in the way of the sport at times, but not GM. Sorry, Bettman.
Commish.
Commish. That's what I meant. My bad.
But anyway, to wrap this whole nonsense portion up on this.
Just to get everyone warmed up for the...
Just to get us warmed up.
Yeah. Because it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Yes, anyone that thinks they can beat a gorilla as part of 100... You're wrong.
Why don't you go try it? That would be my
suggestion. No.
If you're so certain,
we don't want to promote anyone being injured. We don't need to do that. Mm. We don't need to encourage people to do that.
WGR does not condone fighting a silverback gorilla.
No,
just a quick.
Do not. Just like the pit, you're wrong. Do not try that. Do not try that at home, away from home, anywhere, because you will lose, and it will not be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go the way you think it is.
No, not really.
Ever. So, back to the draft, though. Mm-hmm. That was something we were doing last week, and it's something that I do want to go into depth about in the next hour.
We have a whole hour for it.
We have a whole hour for it, but it's also going to be one of these things of, I could not get enough of what the Bills did with their draft class. And I guess this is me lying right now. I do hate that a lot of the topics for this week did not have to do with, initially, to start the week, the draft class. I did hate that it became more about us as a station and a position that they touched with a 7th round pick. I wanted it to be more about all this stuff. But the GM came in fiery, and
news is news. That's just how that happened.
That's pretty much how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting over here like, the Bills might have done it again by picking a corner in the sixth round that I think is going to be a starter in the league.
Right, right. I was joking around with my buddies earlier this week about that. I'm like, you know, it's similar to Benford and Elam. No, it is Benford and Elam. Like, it's the exact same.
It's not the exact same. It is something where...
Well, Hairston has more promise in the current system they play in.
Hairston also looks like he's going to be brought in a little bit more properly with his development.
Yeah.
Versus what Elam had, which was trial by fire, kid. We need a corner that starts right now.
Yep, and you're primarily a man coverage player, but we play all zone under Sean McDermott.
Right.
So good luck.
At least with Babbage, they are incorporating more man.
Right, and Hairston plays a lot of zone. He's zone dominant, but plays...
has the speed to play man.
Exactly. So he can play both. Elam didn't really do that well, and that's just kind of how that went.
And he didn't do it that well to a point where he was getting scratched every other game.
Yeah. And then you couldn't put games together where you were warmed up, and then you get put in a big moment, and then you just fall flat on your face.
Man is a healthy scratch for six games and then has to go into the AFC Championship game. Have fun. Cover the Chiefs.
Good luck.
It's going to go that poorly. You can't ask that of anyone, really, let alone a man who struggles with your defensive concepts.
Yeah.
Not struggles, like he just can't. He could not.
He wasn't built for the Bills system.
Execute them proper.
Exactly.
So, yeah, he was too grabby. He couldn't execute the Bills system. It's not that the concept eluded him. It's that he just could not execute it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, you had to do that on you haven't played a football game in 2 months.
Yeah. I'm happy they got a return, at least something for him.
They did. And they used that return, as a matter of fact. They used that pick to help themselves move up into the fourth round.
Yep. Which, so, I'm glad they did. That was a good day three thing. Get up there early. And
the two trades with the Bears, if you put them together, it's actually a brilliant deal.
Yes.
You did a second to third pick swap, and you threw in a fifth. Oh, it was a second to third pick swap and a fourth and a fifth. Because effectively that fourth rounder they originally had at the bottom of the round, they did move up with that pick.
Mm-hmm.
So that was given to the Bears along with the fifth. Because it was 109, the same pick that they traded away in the first trade. That's what they moved up to go get. So it was the same team twice.
Yeah.
So if you put the trade together, you gave up a fourth, a fifth, and you swapped picks in the second to third round, and that was not a far slide.
Not at all.
To go up almost 20 spots.
Mm-hmm.
He was 18.
They did.
That's good job.
They were working the phones.
Good trade.
They were doing good. Again, you and I are in the same boat. I'm excited to talk about it because I think it's very, very positive.
It's positive. It is fun to me, mostly because of the fact that I've seen the Bills defense let them down enough times that I want to see what this new core can do.
Mm-hmm. They got younger and faster.
They did. And it's also about, can you unlock the new core on defense? Because there's always going to be that. There's going to be players you have to add or take away from a core of a football team.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the opportunity, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to add mainstays for the rest of Josh Allen's Bills tenure.
Yeah. You haven't had that since Hyde and Poyer departed, along with White getting injured back-to-back, right? Those terrible injuries.
Say we get seven more years of peak Josh Allen.
Peak, yes.
Where I need one of these kids that they just drafted to hit.
To be there with him.
To be there with him. I need a couple of them, honestly.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see them in the same, you know.
In the same uniform.
For a long period of time.
For the rest of the Bills' Josh Allen window.
The window, yeah.
The Josh Allen window. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, not the Josh Allen window. The Josh Allen saga. I would like to see a couple of these draft picks remain with this team for the Josh Allen saga and its entirety.
Mm-hmm. I think you're already in episode two of the saga.
It's a three-parter.
Yeah. And then you're going to push to where he's older, more reserved in the running, really focusing on pocket passing. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, like where his age is going to get to him. But I don't even want to talk about that right now. That's just kind of bringing the vibes down on a Saturday. But
yeah, we don't need to harsh the vibes on a Saturday.
No. That's but okay. I do think it is a three-parter, and we are in the beginning of part two still. So we got plenty of time, plenty of runtime left in the saga.
We have plenty of runtime left on that saga, but that's not what we're going to do next. What we are going to do next is, well, the Buffalo Bandits played in the NLL semifinals last night. They won convincingly. And
a cruise to 9-3 victory.
9-3 victory, and they are also still going strong. What are we going to do? We're going to talk with Dave Buchanan coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, this is Sports Talk Saturday, returning to your airwaves here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.